and welcome to another installment of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're talking with Jim Davis, Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of SaaS, and co-author of the transformative book, Information Revolution, Using the Information Evolution Model to Grow Your Business. To read more about this book following our podcast, visit our website at saas.com/bookstore. Jim, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
To start off with, can you describe what the information evolution model is?
Yeah, I can give you a quick answer. The information evolution model is a conceptual model that helps organizations gauge how well they use information in support of fact-based decisioning. Why do we do this? It's important if you're going to undertake a project in which you're going to leverage data for decision making. You have to first understand how well you're doing with that. So that it's a model that has five levels to it, one being the lowest, five being the highest. And depending on where you fall determines what you should do to get your organization moving forward.
Why do you think this book is important in today's economic climate?
Well, I think it's important to help organizations level set, not just within IT, but within all managerial ranks and the executive ranks to gain an understanding as to how well they do use information. Information is incredibly important to the future success of business, not only mature businesses, but new and thriving businesses. Information is one of those assets that should become just that, a critical asset within the organization, as important as the people and the facilities that are available to the company.
What is one major concept that you hope corporations will take away from this book?
I think probably the most important one is that it's not all about buying software and hardware. In order for us to commit to fact-based decisioning, there are at least three other key attributes or components to a successful project. One is people. Do we have people who are committed to fact-based decisioning? And do we have programs in place to advance their skill sets? The other is processes. Do we make information aware to folks within the organization, or do we make folks aware to information, I should say, within the organization? And then the third piece is culture. Is the culture one that accepts change, or more important, goes out and embraces change? And then if those things are lined up, then you can deal with the infrastructure component. But success is not going to be based just on buying hardware and software.
Can smaller businesses also benefit from your model?
Oh, this model scales. It's not just for billion-dollar global organizations. It's for every size organization because the information is available to everyone, not just big companies.
How can SaaS support these efforts?
Well, on a number of fronts. SaaS actually offers an assessment service that helps guide an organization through understanding where they fall within that model. Then if an organization is interested, we can help them define a path forward in terms of what they need to do to get the organization ready and what sort of technologies they could apply to the data available to them.
Can you tell us why you decided to write this book? Do you find that having a hard copy strengthens the message of what you're trying to get out?
Well, we decided to write the book because it was a message that a number of us were out articulating in the marketplace, and it seemed to resonate. It wasn't a vendor message. It was more a thought leader message. And to be quite honest, it all started with Alan Russell, who's located over in EMEA. He began developing this concept and presented it at one of our user group meetings years ago. Alan continued to develop it. I worked with Alan on it, and some other people did as well. And we just said, you know, I think we've got something here. So we certainly need to give Alan Russell the credit for getting this thing started.
Can you describe for us a real-life example of a company or organization, whether it's SaaS or someone else, using the IEM model?
Well, I think a lot of organizations have. I think you've got to understand the five stages of the model to understand who might have used it. Very quickly, a level one organization, again, five levels, a level one organization is one in which it's just individuals using data any way they want to use it. Level two is where you standardize on the use of information within a department. Level three is where you bring data together from across the enterprise, breaking down departmental barriers. Level four is you begin to use data to optimize existing processes. And level five is where data becomes a strategic asset. So you're not only dealing with optimizing the bottom line, but you're creating new lines of revenue. So we see organizations at all levels, organizations that have moved beyond departmental to enterprise. We see organizations who are now using data that has been around for a long time to help them create new products.
Is there anything else that you'd care to share about your book or yourself that you think users would be interested in hearing?
Well, I think it's not about my book and it's not about me. I think it is certainly about what this book represents, which is gaining a better understanding and gauging how well you're situated within your company to make fact-based decisions. And I guarantee we all have room for improvement. So I challenge folks to take a look at this book, to take a look at the model, and then use it to drive change within the organization.
Thanks, Jim, for joining us today. We've been talking with Jim Davis, co-author of Information Revolution, Using the Information Evolution Model to Grow Your Business. This podcast is part of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. For more information about this book, visit saas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@saas.com.